Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone with me, I am joined by Marion Teo, Master Trainer and Coach at EQ World in areas of emotional intelligence, resilience, Enneagram, personality, professional image, business etiquette, and customer service. Today, we're talking about the psychology of color. Marion, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Clarissa. How are you?
I am very, very well. I hope you are as well. Now, you know, people used to think the whole concept of the psychology of color was a little bit of hocus pocus nonsense, but the color psychology is the study of hues as a determinant of human behavior. It has been found that color influences perceptions that are not obvious and have qualities that can cause certain emotions in people. And I know this for a fact because when I painted my kitchen yellow, it made me happier to be in my kitchen cooking. So let's talk about colors and how they can affect our moods.
All right, great. You know, I mean, this is something that I'm so passionate about. You know, I discovered this when I started doing my image work so many years ago, and I had to recommend to people what colors to wear, what matched their skin tone, what colors were appropriate for office wear, etc. All right, and I really found that certain colors affected their moods. You know, it affected their customers, the way their customers dealt with them, as well as the way they managed their customers. So it definitely plays a big role. You know, and over the last maybe 10 years, I've been doing life coaching. Mm-hmm. And I do find that these colors can trigger certain memories and certain emotions within my clients. And that kind of gave me the idea over this period of the circuit breaker, you know, to start my YouTube channel called Moments with Marion, where I started talking about how colors affected me and the meanings of colors. And it was just something that I found really interesting.
It is, yeah, it is. It is incredibly intriguing. Now, recently, I read the Hartman Personality Profile created by Dr. Taylor Hartman. It divides personalities into four colors, which I thought was kind of cool: red, motivated by power; blue, motivated by intimacy; white, motivated by peace; and yellow, motivated by fun. Do you think something like this could actually be used within a HR job candidate profile to paint a more complete picture?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, why not? You know, I mean, it was so interesting when I learned about it. And guess what? I'm a yellow. So when you talk about your kitchen.
Yes, I can see that. You're a yellow for sure.
I think you're probably a yellow too, you know?
Maybe blue.
Maybe blue. Okay, wow. All right. So, you know, we have a bit of, and exactly that's what I wanted to bring up, you know, just like any other profiling tool, whether we're using the DISC or the Myers-Briggs MBTI, right? It gives people an insight to certain aspects of people. So I would say it's something that interviewers could definitely use to profile their candidates. But of course, you know, there's nothing like the face-to-face meetings and really getting to know the person better. You know, and you talked about me doing the Enneagram. Mm-hmm. The Enneagram is also another personality tool, and I was actually considering looking at how I could link the Enneagram to colors and their personalities. So it's really something that's quite exciting, and I believe that it would help people, at least it gives them an insight into themselves, you know, to help them with their awareness, as well as, you know, for HR interviewers. You know, for their job candidates. Yeah, why not?
Right. All right. I mean, if I look around at my colleagues very quickly, every one of them gravitates to certain colors. And you can tell from the color of their wallet, the color of their handbags, the color that they wear most of all. And it does actually link back to their personality. So let's talk about color. Throughout my life, two of my favorite colors have been orange and purple, depending on my emotional state at the time. I would lean towards one or the other. How can we use color to help put us in the right head? Maybe switch the mood that we're in.
All right. So, you know, that's so interesting. So let me talk to you a little bit about orange and purple, which I'm quite sure you know the meanings, yeah? So orange is about physical comfort and warmth. You know, it gives you that really warm, cozy, heartfelt feeling. So the intimacy is definitely something that orange brings about for some people. Mm-hmm. Right? On the other hand, when you talk about purple, they tend to associate it with words like royalty and quality. You know, so putting them both together, wow, that's an interesting combination. Royal, physical, comfort, warm, quality. Lovely, isn't it?
I shall wear purple more often.
Yeah, but you know, they're both so vibrant, they're playful, and they can be elegant in the right style. So, you know, to put yourself in the right mind, I think it's really being aware of both the positive and negative words that are associated with this color. Mm-hmm. And also, for an example, if you look at the color that I love, which is red, and I have tons of red things. You know, red is about passion, it's about energy, it's about confidence. But on the downside, you know, you look at words like aggression, control, dominance. And I can definitely see those behaviors in my personality. You know, so when I talk to clients about colors, like, oh, for example, they're kind of in a playful mood or they're in a not such a good mood for coaching. And I say, should we just talk about colors today? Right? And they say, you know, yeah, why not? Let's go there. And we explore, you know, the positive meanings, the negative meanings of why they chose this color. And it always comes to a specific word that, you know, stands out to them. And they go, okay, that's so interesting because that's definitely what I'm feeling at the moment. It's bringing about certain emotions. And so we can talk to them and then get them to look at the positive side of the color and think about whether they can put themselves in that same state.
Right. We're speaking with Marion Teo, Master Trainer and Coach at EQ World. Now, let's talk about happy colors. We've had a lot of things, a lot of influences, a lot of life situations throughout 2020 that might have made people a little bit tense, a little bit uncertain, and maybe a little unhappy. So let's talk about happy colors. What are the happy colors?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, we talked about yellow, and yellow, again, I love yellow too. Mm-hmm. It is a color of happiness and optimism. It brings about cheer. Mm-hmm. Orange is definitely another color. You know, there's enthusiasm, there's fun. Blue is like the world's favorite color, and it's got this sense of calm and soothing. I think because, you know, you think about the sky, you think about the sea, you know, and that kind of puts you in a state of calmness. Another happy color I would say is perhaps green. You know, green is about balance, it's about growth. Because, you know, everywhere when we look around in nature and things are regrowing, there's rebirth, there's something new coming up. And it's usually in green in nature, right? So those are beautiful colors that can definitely bring about happiness. There's also turquoise, another happy color. It's about friendship and joy. Pink, you know, light purple. There's femininity, there's mystery. You know, there's so many beautiful colors out there that can bring about happiness. But I do get what you're saying about this year, you know, with everything going on, Clarissa. And one color that really stood out to me was brown. Brown, because brown is really about heaviness. And I think the world has been feeling very heavy with everything that's been going on. And so we need to think about how can we make things grow? How can we make things make us feel vibrant? You know, and so what we ended up doing with a lot of my clients this year was art therapy. We started doing coloring, and it's something I'd never done before, even though, you know, we do it as children. Mm-hmm. And I've heard other coaches use it. So happy colors and just being able to color and paint and, you know, do some drawings and artwork, and it just made them feel really good. So, yeah, happy colors.
Happy colors. Okay, let's talk about perception. Since we are Money FM 89.3, what wearing a certain color can say about ourselves to others, and how can we tap into it? For example, I want people to think I'm welcoming and warm to put my guests on the show at ease. What color should I be wearing?
If you could see me now, I am in vibrant colors. I think every happy color you mentioned, I'm wearing a mixed print.
All right. You're wearing them all.
Yes, I shall send you a photograph. So I would say, you know, first thing, you've got to like the color that you wear. You know, like just now when I talked about brown, a lot of people don't like wearing brown, but when they were feeling moody or like in winter season or fall season, they wear black, they wear gray, they wear brown, because that makes them feel like the weather, right? You know, so I think in order to put your yourself in the right state of mind. Number one, you've got to love the color. And I would say try to explore new shades, you know, new tones. Don't just keep to the same color. And when you love the color and you feel good about it, it's going to give you that confidence that makes people who are interacting with you feel welcome. They'll feel your confidence, you know, because it comes out from your body language because you're feeling good in the way you wear this color. So I would say that would be the most important, you know. And then you're going to get people to say, I wouldn't want to wear so many bright colors, you know, it's not really my thing because I'm more of a black or a dark gray or a navy. And those are classic colors which are a must. But, you know, just to mix it up a little bit, which brings a bit of glow to our face, I think light, bright color would do wonders.
Right, yeah. Okay. Now, let's talk about a job candidate, somebody who is trying to figure out what to wear for that all-important interview. Now, we all think black is serious and solemn and formal and professional, but should we be wearing black to a job interview? If we want to be taken seriously, but at the same time, we want to soften that harshness of black, what are our alternatives?
Well, exactly what you said. And I would say black is still a must. You know, I wouldn't come in all black. I think for us Asians, you know, we've already got dark hair, dark eyes. If we wear glasses with black frames, it's just going to be like a black fest, right? All right, so black is really a beautiful color. Number one, it matches with everything. Number two, well, you know, it's slimming. And who doesn't want to look slimmer, right? You know, so I would say black is good, but look for shades of black, you know. You could go for charcoal. You could mix it up, as I mentioned earlier, with some lighter colors. And if those lighter colors can be worn closer to your face, that's going to be so much better. But, you know, the thing with black, Clarissa, is it's about power. It's about elegance. It's about sexiness, right? So, and mystery, too. So I think black, we can never really run away from it. But I definitely agree that you would not wear all black. So if I came in a suit, you know, I would like to dress it up, or if I had a black dress, I would dress it up with, you know, my bright nails, which usually are red, my lipstick, I'll have makeup, I'll have accessories, you know, and I think that's so much sexier. Oops, I'm only talking about women now, yeah? Okay, and then men. I mean, men might be saying that I don't wear heels and lipstick and nail polish. Well, you know, gentlemen, your shirt color, go for some prints, go for interesting colors, go for buttons on your shirts that have, you know, interesting styles on it, wear a tie, which, you know, really, it's not really necessary, but a tie can give you a little bit of that oomph if it's got a nice turn of pattern. You know, you could add some cufflinks, a pocket square, and, you know, all of that can just dress it up. So you can have splashes of color that gives black that softness, and you still have the elegance and the professionalism for that interview, or if you're walking in for that board meeting, or you're doing a presentation, you know, for a sale. And you could do it on Zoom too, you know. I don't see why people wouldn't dress up just because they're at home, you know.
It's interesting that you say that, because I recently interviewed somebody who said that she gets out of bed every day, she puts on her makeup, she puts on her jewelry, she puts on her work clothes, but she's working from home. But if she didn't do that, she wouldn't feel professional and ready to do her job, even though she was working from home. It was a very interesting take on it. I would never put my, you know, jewelry on and stuff to work from home.
Well, I do. You know, I mean, I made the first mistake. I think the first time I did a Zoom call, I didn't wear shoes, and one of my sons took a picture, and I happily posted it. And everybody was like, "Marion, you look glam, but you've got no shoes on." So it's like, hey, we're Asians, we don't wear shoes in the house. So, but yeah, it definitely gives you that little bit of boost of confidence. I think it's about feeling beautiful inside and out, you know, and just being the best version of yourself every day. You know, it takes a bit of effort, but you got to love yourself first if you want others to love you.
Right. That's a beautiful note to end on. Thank you so much, Marion. We've been speaking with Marion Teo, Master Trainer and Coach at EQ World in areas of emotional intelligence, resilience, Enneagram, personality, professional image, business etiquette and customer service.
Thank you.
I appreciate the time, Marion.
Having me, Clarissa. It was really great fun.
It was fun. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.